Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience today. I'd like to give the God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that's due to his holy and great, wonderful name. I'd like to thank the Holy Spirit. Just let me blow out for a minute, people. There's a lot of stuff going on today around me. A lot of stuff going on. Just give me 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute to just get my mind and my everything on the right path right now. Just give me 1 minute, please. I am here again, people. I am here again today to pick it up where we left off. Saturday. God of Israel, 613 laws established and complete. Final episode. Audio number 33. Let me repeat the title again. God of Israel, 613 laws established and complete. Final episode. Audio 33. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. Before I get started, you got to give me another minute, people. Let me get another minute. I'll be right back. Matter of fact, I'm going to mute you for 1 minute, okay? I'll be right back with you. I'm back, people. I am back. And again, this is God of Israel, 613 laws established and complete. Final episode, audio number 33, prophetic power of truth, divine platform, guest call-in number 661-244-9831. For anybody want to call in, we're going to pick it up right where we left off at. We left off at law number 598. 598. In this section of the law, the Torah, the covenant, it's talking about wars. Wars. The wars of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and what they had to do when it came to war. When they was in their own land and in their own country, Jerusalem. So we're going to pick it up and we're going to complete and establish today that the God of Israel, higher is his name, and his son Yeshua, that his law is good, that his law is holy, that his law is righteous and true. So we're going to pick it up there at law number 598. We will be done with this today. Let me get one more scripture that I would like to share with you. Give me 1 minute. Took me about 4 months to finish this, but I am all done. I am all done. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. My name is Elisheba. So let's go and get started into our lesson today. Our final episode and lesson for the 613 laws. It's amazing to me, people. It is amazing to me that the final episode of the God of Israel, 613 laws, is episode number 33. That is so amazing to me as his prophet, because I understand the prophetic. That number is so amazing to me that the final episode is number 33. That alone is prophetic. That alone is prophetic. I did not know when I first started establishing the law that audio 33 was going to be the last one. That is very powerful and it's very prophetic. So before we go into our law class today, I want to read to you what number 33 means. I want to read to you what number 33 means. It is a divine number, very spiritual number. It is an angel number. It is an angel number. Okay? Angel. It says 33, angel number, meaning and symbolism. It means if you keep seeing angel number 33, it means that your angels want to communicate with you. If you listen to this message, you can expect changes. Listen to me good, people. I'm speaking to you again, prophetically, and reading to you what number 33 means. The final episode for the 613 laws of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What angel number 33 actually means? Is this? If you have noticed that number 33 is following you, let's go right down to what does it mean. If you can see angel number 33 consists of number 3 that appears twice, the vibration of number 3 are very strong. Number 3 is one of the God of Israel favorite numbers, just like 7 is one of his favorite numbers. 12 is one of his favorite numbers. So it's saying here in this article that I am reading about number 30, angel number. You can see angel number 33 consists of number 3 that appears twice. The vibration of number 3 are very strong. But when this number appears 2 times, listen people, its strength is even bigger. It is believed that number 3 is related to talent, skills, expansions, and other self-expression. Also, this number may symbolize great progress and abundance that are in the near future. It could mean that your health would be much better in the future period, but you will also have many opportunities in your career. You will be happy, satisfied in your personal life as well. When it comes to number 33, We can also say that this number is a symbol of bravery, honesty, compassion, and discipline. When you see angel number 33, it is a clear sign that the angels are with you, which means that they will bring love, okay? I just know this one thing, people. I just know this one thing in the prophetic right now. I don't need to read this article no more. I know this one thing, that ever since I began to attempt to establish the law of the God of Israel in the earth for about 3 or 4 months now, it's been very divine and it's been very prophetic what I have been doing on this divine platform. It's amazing to me that the final episode ends with number 33. That is divine and spiritual within itself. But like I told you people so many times, that when I finish the 613 laws, something is going to hit this earth to have never hit this earth before in history. And because the final episode ends with number 33, I know what I have been doing and what I have been teaching you and what I have been saying to you is very, very prophetic. And very, very powerful. And everything that I have been saying to you have came from above. The holy angels of the God of Israel have been saying things to me, putting things in my mouth to speak to you. And by its ending with 33, I know everything is on point. What I have done for the God of Israel and for his 12 tribes of Israel, establishing that his law is good and that his law is holy and that his law is true. And for you to believe that it's done away and dead and obsolete and you don't got to keep it no more and you are the grace, you are the very people. I'm speaking to you prophetic right now because this is what I'm hearing. You are the very people that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will deal with in these last and final days that we have in this earth. You are the very people that have rejected his law, that have went against his law. That say the law is no good. You don't have to keep it. You under Jesus. You under the New Testament. You under the blood of Jesus. You under grace. You are the very people. He already done dealt with millions of people now. See, this is what I'm hearing to say to you people. Already done dealt with millions of people with the COVID-19, the plague that was put in the earth by the God of Israel to deal with the wicked and the ungodly people in this earth. Now that his prophet, me, his servant, have completed what he told me to do. He coming for all you people, all you religious, religious church going, Islam going, Muslim going, Seventh-day Adventist going, Catholic going, Jehovah's Witness going, Buddha going, all of you religious people that have went against his law and went against what he told you, me, and everybody else to do. Now that I have completed, he going to come for you people now. COVID already took 5 million out and 5 million down. It could be more than that. They probably lost count long time ago. So yes, people. Yes. He coming for the religious. The religious people. The very same people that teach the law is dead and done away and you don't need it. He done dealt with a lot of sinners with the COVID-19. He done took a lot of sinners up out of here. And again, I'm speaking to you what I hear right now. He done took a lot of sinners up out of here. Now, he going to deal crits, religious, man-loving, law-loving of the land people. So let's get started. I just had to tell you that. And number 33 confirms and seal the law and the covenant that I have been teaching you people. It's a sealing. It's a confirmation from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahia, the God of Israel, that everything that I have been saying and teaching to you people about his law is divine, because you have the number 33 backing it up with the last and final episode. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up at law number 598. See, what I read to you in the article, that's the good part of the angel number 33 that the God of Israel do for the people that keep his law and his covenant and that love him and that help the poor and take care of the poor, people that live righteous and holy and God-fearing lives. That's what I was reading. The good part of 33 means for those people. But the bad part of the number 33 is that the God of Israel is going to deal with all you religious, carnal-minded, law-not-keeping people in this earth. Let's pick it up now at 598. I'm overwhelmed with number 33 because guess what? I'm not going to even say that because it's not for you to know that. Wars, last and final episode of the establishing of the law of God, of the God of Israel, that those engaged in warfare should not fear their enemies, nor be panic-stricken by them during battle. So the God of Israel is telling the children of Israel, when you are in a war with a Gentile nation or a Gentile people, Do not fear your enemies. Do not fear your enemies. And right now, we are in a war. We are in a war with the people that set up all the law of the land and all the laws that we have in this earth. We are in a war with them, trying to take us down, the children of Israel, in their own way, by creating their own rules, guidelines, and regulations. We are in a war. We have enemies, Hebrews. We have enemies, Israel. But the God of Israel is telling us, and I'm talking to the remnant right now, because I say it so many times, only the remnant will make it out of the new world order. Only the remnant and no one else. So this law number 598 is letting us know not to fear our enemies. Who is our enemy? The same people that is the enemy of the God of Israel. The Gentiles is our enemies. They always have been, and they always will be, Hebrews. They always will be, because they hate the God of Israel. They hate the God of Israel people. They hate the God of Israel law, and that's why they taught you the law is done away with, and you don't have to keep it. And they set their own laws up for you people to follow. So the God of Israel right here is telling me and you, Hebrews, not to be afraid of your enemies, nor be panic-stricken by them doing battle. Let's get the precept for that. Deuteronomy 3:22. Let's go to that. Deuteronomy 3:22. And again, I thank the God of Israel for all that he have done for me this far. And I give him the praise. I give him the honor and the glory for this day. Deuteronomy 12. Deuteronomy 3:22. Deuteronomy 3:22, people. The angels are among us on this platform. The angels are among us, Hebrews, on this platform. I told y'all that 2 years ago, two whole years ago, over 2 years ago, I've been on this platform. And the very first topic that the God of Israel told me to talk about on this platform was that we was in a crisis. It was Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. That was the name of the platform from day one. Even before COVID hit, I'm talking about 6 months or 7 months before COVID even hit, I was on here telling you that millions would die in 2020. That we was in a crisis. We was in a crisis. So yes, the angels have been here with me the whole time. And I said to you people so many times, this is a divine platform. This is a divine platform. And that if you call into this platform and connect to this platform, that the God of Israel would be here to help you Hebrews and to help you people. But did you ever call in? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So guess what, people? You had a chance and you had an opportunity to show the God of Israel that you believe his prophet and what his prophet was establishing and saying and putting in this earth. Not one phone call from you people. So yeah, number 33, the angels will come after all you ungodly, unrighteous, law done away with people from this day forward. Deuteronomy 3:22, but law number 5:98. You shall not fear them, for a higher your God, he shall fight for you. I don't have to fear man. I don't have to fear what the government is telling me to do and how he, I don't have to fear no one. I don't have to fear no one. Because a higher, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am, will fight for me and will fight you, remnant. No, the remnant not going to take no vaccine. The remnant not going to get no jab. Why? Because they believe in their God. They believe in their God. And he will fight for his people. So I don't have to be afraid. If they take my food away, or your food away, Hebrews, if you don't get the jab, they call it. If they take your food away, they take your money away, if they take your house away, whatever they take away from you, don't be afraid. Because those are all natural things. We have a kingdom that's awaiting us to come to. Let them have their nasty food in the grocery store. Let them have their jobs. Let them have them. Let them have them. The God of Israel will feed us. The God of Israel will help us. The God of Israel will make a way for his remnant. They can't threaten me, saying, oh, you can't go to the gym, oh, you can't go to the mall, oh, you can't go here, oh, you can't go to a theater, oh, you can't go there, oh, you can't go nowhere, you and your children, unless you get the vaccine. Well, I don't need to go nowhere with all your paganism that you have set up in this earth for people to follow, Gentiles. You are a pagan, and everything that you have set up in this earth is pagan. So no, I don't have to get no jab just to go to your mall and your museum and your theater and your grocery stores. The God of Israel will feed me. The God of Israel will provide for us, remnant. Don't worry about none of that. See, that's how they deceiving the people. Telling them, yeah, if you don't get the COVID vaccination, you can't work here. You ain't got no job. You ain't got this. You can't go here. So go ahead. Have your world, Satan. Have your world. Have your world that you have created with all your madness. Deuteronomy Don't let man fear you, remnant. Stand on the God of Israel, the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't let the government put fear in you to do something that will cause you to be under their control. So right here in Deuteronomy 3:22, but law number 598, you should not fear them. Who is them? The Gentiles. They are the enemy of the God of Israel. All the people that set up the laws in this earth and everything that you see in this earth, they are the Gentiles. And the God of Israel said, don't fear them. For hire your God, he shall fight for you. Only going to fight for the righteous. He only going to fight for the people that keep his law. He's not going to fight for nobody else. Only the people that do what he tells them to do. Only the people that's obedient unto him. That's who he's going to fight for. Not the rebellious, not the wicked, not the people that don't care nothing about what the God of Israel wants them to do and how. He ain't going to fight for you. You already been given over to Satan and his agents. So y'all go ahead. Keep on loving this world and the things in it. Keep on loving it. Keep on loving it. Keep on desiring it. Keep on running to it. Keep on feeling that you got to have it and you got to do whatever they tell you to do to survive. To survive. That's what they tell you. You don't work. You don't eat. Keep on feeling like you got to trust a man so much to survive. When the God of Israel telling you right here in the law not to fear them. Precept for the same law, law number 598. This is the final episode, people. I'm finished. I did my job. I did what the God of Israel wanted me to do. Establish his law in the earth that is righteous and is holy and is true and is good. I did my job. Deuteronomy 7:21. Deuteronomy 3, same chapter. Deuteronomy 7:21. We have three for this one, three Bible verses. Deuteronomy 7:21. Look what it says. Thou shalt not be afraid at them. I'm teaching you about wars. This is the last and final segment of the 613 laws in the Torah under the covenant. It's all about wars. We're in a war right now. We've been in one for 400 years. Ever since we came across the Atlantic Ocean, we have been in a war with them, the Gentiles. I should not be affrighted at them. For Ahayah thy God is among you, a mighty God in Tabra. In Tabra. All you people need to do, Hebrews, is straighten yourself out. Gentiles, straighten yourselves out. Straighten yourselves out if you want the God of Israel to fight for you and his holy angels. Straighten yourself out. Stop loving man. Stop loving this world and desiring the things in this world. Strengthen yourself. Desire spiritual things. Desire the God of Israel law. Desire the God of Israel covenant. Desire what the God of Israel told you to do. Desire his presence. Desire the Holy Spirit. Desire to be his son and his daughters. Desire. Don't be afraid of man and what they can do to you. See, that's how they got everybody afraid right now. Oh, if I don't get the jab, I don't get the jab, I don't get the vaccine, I'm going to lose my job. If I don't get the vaccine, my child can't go to school. If I don't get the vaccine, I can't go in the bank and get my money. If I don't get the vaccine, I can't go to the mall. If I don't get the vaccine, so many things they are telling you people that you got to get the vaccine for. But God of Israel say, do not be afraid of them. For Ahiah, thy God, is among you. Hebrews, a mighty God in terror. Next Bible verse. Deuteronomy 20 verse 3. Let's get that. Same law. Law number 598. Deuteronomy 20 verse 3, people. What I need to be afraid of? What do I need to be of dying? Is that why everybody running it, getting the vaccine? Because you're afraid you're going to die? The God of Israel is over life and death. It doesn't matter vaccine or whatever you get. If he want to take you up out of here, you leave it anyway. It shall say, Deuteronomy 20 verse 3, you can't save your life. You can't save your life with no vaccine and nothing else. The God of Israel give life and he take it away. Long as he got breath in your body to breathe, you okay. You okay, people. Don't be afraid to die. What you need to be afraid of is when you die, where you gonna go. That's what you need to be afraid of. See, let me talk sense and understanding and wisdom to y'all. That's what you need to be afraid of. When you die, where you going to go? When you leave this earth, when you leave your body. That's the part that you be better afraid of. Dying is just you gonna lose your breath and you're gonna die and that's it. But where you go after that, the most important part of death. So he said right here in Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verse 3. And shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither ye be terrified because of them. Hear Israel. You got to hear the God of Israel. You got to hear him now. It is time to hear him. You don't heard your pastor. You don't heard your elder. You don't heard your bishop. You don't heard your prophet. You don't heard everybody. You don't heard your government. Now it is time to hear the God of Israel. Ahaya is my name. Hear, O Israel, ye approach unto this day unto battle against your enemy. Let not your hearts faint. fear not, and do not tremble, neither ye be terrified because of them. Don't be terrified. Don't tremble because of your enemy. God of Israel will fight for his remnant. Next law. Next law. I hear this in the spirit right now. That the reason why the enemy have took down so many of us, Hebrews, is because we have not did what the God of Israel told us to do. And that's why the enemy have took down so many of the children of Israel throughout ancient times all the way up until today. Why? Because we went against his law. We went against his way. We went against his word. We went against everything that he told us to do. And when you do that, you have no protection. You have no hedge. When you do that, he will put a hedge around us when we keep his law and do what he told us to do. Next law. Law number 599, talking about wars today. To anoint a special priest to speak to the soldiers in a war. Deuteronomy 20, verse 2. To anoint a special priest to speak to the soldier in a war. This is today equivalent to a military chaplain. That's what it says. 599, Deuteronomy 20, verse 2. I just read that. No, did I read that? Let me make sure. I think I read 2 or 3. Let me see. I read 3. Let me read 2. Deuteronomy 3, 2. I mean, Deuteronomy 20, verse 2. And it shall come, and it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the Levite shall approach and speak unto the people. When the children of Israel got ready to go to battle, when the kings, King David, Solomon, and all of them led them into battle against the Gentile nations, the Canaanites and all other kind of people that was over there in Jerusalem, their neighbors that lived around them, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Romans, priests shall approach and speak unto the people. And shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not. So we got to have the priest the Levites, the Haitians in the earth. They had to speak to the children of Israel before they went into battle. It can't be Judah, the elders of the Hebrew Israelite church. It's got to be the priests. And that's why we got to go back to our own land so he can establish the Levitical priesthood again in the new kingdom. It won't be Judah. Believe me, it will be Levi. He is his priest forever. Forever. Next law. Law number 600. in a permissive war as distinguished from obligatory ones to observe the procedures described in the Torah, Deuteronomy 20:10. Let's get that law. Deuteronomy 20, verse 10, same chapter, 10th verse. When thou comes nigh unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. When thou come nigh unto a city to fight, Hebrews, against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be if it make the answer of peace and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. Next law, law number 601, not to keep alive any individual of the seven Canaanite nations, Deuteronomy 20:16. Let's get that. But of the cities of these people, which Ahiah thy God do give it thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breathes. Do y'all hear me? This what the God of Israel in the law, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, he told them, when you get to Canaan, when you get to the promised land, but of the cities of these people, which Ahiah thy God do give it thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breathes. But thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Brezites, the Hevites, the Jebusites, as Ahiah thy God have commanded thee. That's what he told them to do. Destroy the Canaanite nation. Canaan, sons, and daughters. Destroy them. Kill them. Don't let none of them breathe again. But did the children of Israel do that? No, they did not do that. And that's why when they got into Canaan, they became a snare to the children of Israel. Because look what Deuteronomy 20:18 says, that they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their God. So shall ye sin against Ahiah your God. So he said, if you don't kill Canaan, sons and daughters, the Canaanites, they will teach you and your children the abominations that they have committed against me serving their gods. So make sure you kill them, Israel. Make sure you take them out. Make sure you don't leave nothing breathing in that land. Kill all the animals. Kill everything. But they did not do that. And again, they disobeyed their gods for a people, a Gentile race of people. They went against what the God of Israel told them. And that's where they messed up at. When you go against what the God of Israel tell you to do and follow your own ways and your own ideals and your own plans and your own circumstances, you killing and destroying your own salespeople. And that's exactly what we have done. We have killed and destroyed our own selves because we went against our God to serve other gods and to serve other people, just like the Canaanites did. Just like the Hebrew Israelites did when they was in Canaan, the promised land. Next law. Law number 602. Still talking about wars. Not to destroy fruit trees wantonly or in warfare. Deuteronomy 20, 19 and 20. Not to destroy fruit trees. Deuteronomy 20, 19 and 20. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time and making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life to employ in the siege, to employ them in the siege. You can eat the fruit. You can eat the fruit, Israel. Don't cut the trees down when you siege another country, another Gentile nation, in a siege. When your enemy come against you and you don't got no food, you can eat the fruit trees to survive and to live. So don't cut them down. And you notice over in America, I'm from Alabama, man. I growed up around nothing but fruit trees. Plums, grapes, apples, pecans, all kind of fruit trees. Coconuts in Alabama. Right now in Alabama, I asked my friend the other day, do they still got any of them fruit trees and stuff? Berry trees, blackberry, blueberries, all kind of berries. She said, no. They've been cut that stuff down. We can't even find a fruit tree. Why, people? Because your enemy is going to come after you again to apprehend you. The New World Order is all about apprehending you and putting you under their control and what they want to do. So they made sure that they cut all the trees down, starve you out. And you ain't got no grapes and no apples and no pecans and no nothing to eat. So you're going to have to take the mark of the beast, the mark of identity, so you can get some food to eat. So all of that, you see, it was done on purpose, people. All the fruit trees and stuff cut down. It was done on purpose. Because this has been a plan for many, many, many centuries to take down the Hebrew kingdom and take down the He nation, all of them. Esau, big brother, Jacob's father, Esau brother, he made sure that he cut down all the trees. So you won't have no food to eat in the siege. And guess what? That's a word of knowledge that came from the God of Israel, and a word of wisdom. Next law. verse 20, it say, Deuteronomy 20:20. Only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that make war with thee until it be subdued. So he said, yeah, you could cut down a tree that's not good for food, Israel. And then you can take them trees so you can build a fort against your enemies when they come after you. But guess what? We ain't got no trees, people. They have cut down all the trees. What tree we got? None, people. In America, all we have is nothing but houses, buildings, and all of that stuff. Restaurants, corporations, ain't no more trees, people. Unless you go up in the mountain somewhere, you can find them. That's if you make it to the mountain. Next law. Next law. Law number 604, to deal with a beautiful woman taken captive in war in the manner prescribed in the Torah. Deuteronomy 21:10-14. Deuteronomy 21:10-14. I have a little time left. Deuteronomy 21:10. And it shall be, if thou have no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go, whether she will, but thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not take merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. And if a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have borne children, both the beloved and the hated. And if the firstborn son be hers that was hated. I'm not going to go all into that. Next law. Law number 605. By seven more people, we finished with this. I have established it. Law number 605. Not to sell a beautiful woman taken captive in war. Deuteronomy 21:14. Not to sell a beautiful woman taken captive in war. Deuteronomy 21:14. You want to read that? Go ahead. Law number 606. Not to degrade a beautiful woman taken captive in war to the condition of a bondwoman. Law number 21:14. This is talking about war. When the children of Israel was in war, it was certain things that they couldn't do if they captured a beautiful woman or any woman. It was certain things that the God of Israel said they couldn't do with the women that they captured. Next law, law number 607, not to offer peace to the Ammonites or the Moabites before waging war on them, as should be done to other nations. Deuteronomy 23:7, let's get that. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory. Deuteronomy 23:7. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou was a stranger in his land. Edom, Jacob's big brother, Esau, Edomite. Who is the Edomites? The Europeans all over the earth. is Edom. They are Edom. They Jacob's big brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, with Egyptians. Hamites. Hamites. One of Canaan, one of Ham's sons. One of Ham's sons brought the Egyptian race. I think it was Put. Put. Ham's son named Put brought the Egyptian race. Don't hate them either, Hebrews, because you was a stranger in the land of Egypt for 430 years. Those are the two people in the earth that the God of Israel say in the law, in the Torah, that we can't hate. Now you go over there to the New Testament where they teach you that you should love your enemies and pray for them that misuse you and pray for them that despitefully. This is not Torah. That's not up under the law. The God of Israel never told you to love your enemy. What scripture is that in the law? He said, love your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? The children of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel is my neighbor. I'm a Hebrew woman. They are my neighbor, not the whole world. They're not my neighbors. They are our enemies. I read to you earlier that the God of Israel say when you are in a war with your enemies. So, yes, we got enemies. He said, don't fear. I will fight for you. He didn't say that you should forgive them and pray for them and love them. No. Say injection by the people that created the New Testament. That is an injection. God of Israel never told you to be no weak people, coward people, afraid of man people. Never. He told Israel to fight. I'm reading to you about wars. The Hebrews had many wars. Many wars they fought with the Gentiles and defeated them, slaughtered millions. Millions of people they killed in ancient times. Millions, people. That is an injection in the New Testament. Love your enemies. Love them that despitefully misuse you. Are you kidding me? Edom. Esau, our big brother, is the one created the New Testament. He translated it out of the Hebrew scrolls and put in there whatever he wanted to put there. No, but we shouldn't hate him. In Deuteronomy 23:7, the God of Israel said, don't hate Esau because he's your brother, but don't trust them either. Don't trust them. Don't trust them. He didn't tell you to pray for them. He just said, don't hate them. That's all he said. He didn't say love them when they do things to you wrong. That's why the law must be established, because you people don't understand. You don't understand what the God of Israel desired for his people to do in this earth. No, I don't hate white people, Europeans. I don't hate them. They are my brothers and sisters. We came from the same mama and daddy, Jacob and Rebecca. They are different color from me and you. Why, Hebrews? Because he told Rebecca, two nations. Go back to Genesis 25. Two nations shall be in your womb, and two nationalities of people will be separated from your bowels. So that means Esau was going to come out a different color than Jacob. DNA than Jacob had. That's what that means. He is one nationality, and guess what? The Hebrews are another nationality. Jacob's 12 sons brought the Hebrew nation in. They are a different race and nationality from Esau, even though they came out the same womb. Two nations shall be separated from the bow, from the womb of Rebekah, their mother. Next law. So I don't hate them, but I don't trust them. I don't trust them because this scripture's in the Bible. The God of Israel say he hate Edom. In the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, he said, I hate Esau and I love Jacob. Over there in Romans, I hate Esau, I love Jacob. So guess what? If my God can hate them, told me not to abhor an Edomite. Let me look up the word abhor, because you know what? It might not even be thinking what I think it means. I'm reading Deuteronomy 27:7. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite. It's Hebrew number 8581. A primary roof to loaf that is morally detest. Make to be a whore, red, be committed more abominable, otherly. Don't detest him. But the God of Israel hate him. Next law, people. Law number 08, that anyone who is unclean should not enter the camp of the Levite. Deuteronomy 23:11. To read that, read it. Law number 609, to have a place outside the camp for sanitary purposes. Deuteronomy 23:13. You can read that. Next law. Law number 610, to keep the place sanitary. Deuteronomy 23:14-15. You want to read that? Go ahead and read that. Next law. Law number 611, always to remember what Amalek did. Deuteronomy 25:17. Let's get that. Amalek, one of our enemies, the earth, one of the God of Israel enemies. It's Deuteronomy 25:17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee, by the way. Remember what Amalek did to you Hebrews, by the way. Who is Amalek? Who is Amalek in the earth today? Y'all people don't even know, especially you Christians and Muslims and all you people. Remember what Amalek did unto thee, by the way. Look what it say. Look who Amalek is. It's one of Esau's children in the earth today. It's Hebrew number 6002, Amalek. Probably of foreign origin. Amalek, a descendant of Esau. Also his posterity in their country. Amalek, a descendant of Esau. One of Esau's children. His name was Amalek. Amalek. Amalekite, same people. Amalekites, Amalek, same people. Remember what Amalek did, one of Esau's kids. He had plenty of children. Just read it. Read the genealogy of Esau so you'll know all his children. Go over there to the book of Genesis and read it. They're in the earth right now. His children are in the earth right now. That's the ones that's in control of the law of the land. They're the ones in control of the law of the land, your government structure, and everything else that you see up in this earth. Your schools, your education, your jobs, your work, your everything. They over it. Don't remember what Amalek did unto thee, by the way, when you were come forth out of Egypt. How he met thee, by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Talking about Esau's children. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, Esau, Amalek, one of his sons, went behind the children of Israel and started killing the one that was faint and feeble and weak and was tired. And that's why the God of Israel said, remember Hebrews. Remember what Amalek did to you. Don't forget it. Read the Torah. Read the covenant. Read the law and understand what Esau did to you. And that's why the God of Israel hates Edom. That's why. And he feared not God. He never feared the God of Israel, Esau. That's why he sold his birthright to Jacob. He didn't care about no birthright. He didn't care about nothing. Long as he can do whatever he wanted to do, eat his red meat with the blood coming out of it, and go hunt and shoot down some deers and shoot down some cows and all kind of animals. He a great hunter. He loved to hunt. Long as he could kill his deers and all of that stuff and eat his red meat with blood coming out of it, Esau is happy. So that's why God said he hate Edom. Because Edom never cared about his law. Edom never cared about the God of Israel and what he said. The God of Isaac, his father. I'm sorry. It was Isaac and Rebekah that had Esau and Jacob. Sorry about that. I said earlier it was Jacob and Rebekah. No, it was Isaac and Rebekah that had Esau and Jacob. Let me clear that up. Talking so fast, I can't hear myself. So that's, he never cared about the law, Esau. He never cared about Isaac, his father, God, the God of Israel, the God of Isaac. He never cared about that. He was abominable. He went up in there at Mount Seir, started marrying Hamite women, Canaanite women. That's against the law. He never cared about the God of Israel or his law. And right now today, he still don't care. And that's why he made his own law in his own way, in his own gods that he set up in the earth, all over the earth. Amalek, Esau's children, they set gods up all over the earth. They own education, they own everything. Why? Because Esau, Edom, hate the God of Israel, and he hate his law. And he the very one that teach you that the law is done away with. All they Bible theologian schools, all they Bible seminary schools, all their education, they teach you against the God of Israel. Esau, Amalek. The millionaires and the billionaires that's in the earth, that's Amalek. They the wealthiest people in the earth, Amalek. Esau had quite a few children. Amalek is just one of his children. Yeah, they set everything up for us to follow and do and believe and accept and go against the God of Israel. Esau hate the God of Israel, people. He always have. He always will. His God is Satan. Satan is his God. He chose Satan. And that's why he went up in Canaan and married a wife, a Canaanite woman. Why? Because the Canaanites worship Satan. That's their God. the Canaanite God. So y'all need to understand history. You need to understand what's going on. You need some sense to know what's going on in this earth. You got to know who these people are in the Bible. You got to know who the God of Israel is talking about in the Bible to understand what we are in prophecy, what we are in the prophetic. You got to understand the people in the book. And that's why they keep you in the New Testament, because they know Esau, Amalek. As long as they keep y'all in the New Testament, you will never understand. You will never, ever understand what is going on in this earth. Next law. Law number 612. One more after that, and I'm finished. That the evil done to us by Amalek should not be forgotten. Let's go to Deuteronomy 25:19. One more after that, people, and I'm finished. Therefore, it shall be when a higher thy God have given thee rest from all thy enemies round about. Esau is one of them enemies. The Egyptians is another enemy. The Canaanites is another enemy. In the land which the higher thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. Thou shalt not forget what Amalek, one of Esau's descendants, did to the children of Israel. And he's still doing stuff today. A whole lot of stuff to the 12 tribes of Israel today. He the one taught that Israel is dead and they don't exist. Esau, him and his children, they done away with. He the one taught that. Law number 13, to destroy the seed of Amalek, Deuteronomy 25:19, to destroy the seed of Amalek. This is the last and final law. This is the last and final law. I'm finished, people. I am finished. To the Amalek, Deuteronomy 25:19. That's what the children of Israel was told to do. Destroy the seed of Amalek, his children, his descendants. But did they do it? No, they did not, our ancestors. No, they did not. To destroy the whole seed of Amalek, all of them, but they didn't do it, and that's why you still got Amalek living in this earth today, because the children of Israel didn't do what the God of Israel told them to do. Why did he tell them to destroy all the seed of Amalek? The very same people that translated the Hebrew scrolls and gave us what we have today. He said destroy them because the God of Israel knew, that Amalek was going to try to come back at the 12 tribes of Israel to take us out the earth. They are our enemies. They are the enemies of the God of Israel. And that's why he said destroy the seed of Amalek. Now we're in captivity to Amalek. We're in captivity all over the earth to Amalek, Esau descendants. And with that, people, I'm going to go to my Bible verse now. Romans 7:16. I have established the covenant, the law of the God of Israel. The Amalek, Esau children, they took it out the earth. They took his law out the earth and replaced it with their law and laws. And they told you people that you don't have to keep the God of Israel law. It's dead and done away with. It's obsolete. This is what happened, people. I'm speaking to you prophetic wisdom, words of knowledge, and the prophetic. This is what happened. They created the New Testament, put in there that you got to love them, pray for them that despitefully misuse you. So I have established the God of Israel law higher. That's what he told me to do. That's what he told me to do. Law by law by law by law by law by law. And it took 4 months. 3 to 4 months. I'm going to record this day. I'm going to record this day that I finished the God of Israel. Established it in the earth for him and his remnant. That it is good and we must follow and keep it. And get away from Amalek, our enemy, and Esau descendants. I'm not going to call no names, but I can. I can call names for Amalek. I can do that. But the God of Israel just say, no, it's okay. It's okay, daughter. You said enough, and you did enough. It's up to the people now to accept what you say and believe what you say. It's up to them. You don't have to do no more. Romans 7:16. Then I'm going to go through my Bible verses, and I'm going to seal this. I'm going to seal this day and this time. What I have done for the God of Israel in this earth. Romans 7:16. If then I do that which I would not. Let me get the right one here. Right here, Romans 7:14. For we know that the law is spiritual. Do you hear what Paul is saying? Paul kept the law. All the children of Israel kept the law. He was a Hebrew from the tribe of Benjamin. But we know that the law is spiritual. One moment, people. We know that the law is spiritual. Let's do Romans 7:22-23. For I delight in the law of God. Do y'all hear Paul? Christian, I said, y'all fallen, Paul. You're not fallen, Paul. For I delight in the law of God to the inward man. Romans 7:12. That's the one I'm looking for. 7:12. Wherefore the law is holy, What have I established? The law is holy. That's number one that you people need to know, that the law is holy. And that's the only thing can make you holy. What else in this earth that you do or think you're doing for God can make you holy? Only the law. And the commandment holy. So the law is holy. The commandments, the 613 laws are holy, or 632 laws are holy, just and good. Yes. Let me read it again for you, people, to understand what I have been doing for 4 months. The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. When then that which is good made death unto me, God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, which is the law, that sin by the commandment might be exceedingly sinful. So yes, you people are sinners. You are sinners because you breaking God's law, Jew and Gentile, Hebrew and Gentile. You are sinners because you are breaking God's law, because his law is holy and his commandments is holy. How are you going to say something that's holy is done away and it's no good? Yes, people, like I told you, God of Israel, 613 laws established and complete, final episode number 33. Like I told you, it is confirmed by the angels of the God of Israel today. That's why it's number 33. That's the angel number. It's a confirmation that the God of Israel law have been established in this earth by his servant, the prophet then. Let's go to the Bible verse now, or Bible verses that I have. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. Ecclesiastes 8, 12. Thank you, God of Israel. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Father. And I give you the praise for this day, that there is no God like you in this earth, that you are the true and living God. And there's no other God before you. And I thank you, God of Israel, Ahayah, for giving me the strength, for giving me the wisdom, for giving me the knowledge and the understanding to present your law in this earth to your people, the children of Israel. You right now, Father, that I have completed what you told me to do. And whatever you need to do, Father Ahayah, God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whatever you need to do from this day, let it be done, Father. Let your will be done, whatever that is. I confirm, as your prophet, as your servant, as your handmaid, that I have taught the children of Israel, your 12 tribes, your law on this platform. You good, Father. You great. You wonderful. You holy and true. Now, God of Israel. Now, God of Israel. Do your will in this earth, Father. I'm so sorry, Father. I'm so sorry that man took your law out of this earth. Amalek, Esau's children, they took your law out of this earth. And they taught the people another law and another God. Sorry, God of Israel. I'm so sorry. You're such an amazing, wonderful God. You've been so great in my life. You've been so great in my life. You've been so wonderful in my life. You have showed me so many great things. I have heard so many great things. I have been so many great places with you and your holy angels. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The law of the God of Israel has been confirmed in the earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, has been confirmed the earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, have been confirmed in this earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, has been confirmed in this earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, has been confirmed in this earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, has been confirmed in this earth. The law of the God of Israel, Ahia, has been confirmed in this earth. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 8, verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. It doesn't matter, sinner. It doesn't matter, sinner. And I'm going to look up the word sinner right here in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. Because the God of Israel is coming after you, people. He coming after you, people. Yes, you are a sinner because you calling on the wrong God and you're doing the wrong things up in the earth. You doing everything against his law. You are a sinner. Sinner is Hebrew number 2398. Properly to miss. Figuratively and generally to sin, by interference, to forfeit, lack, expire, repent, lead astray, condemned, bear the blame, cleanse, commit sin by fault, harm, sin. Sinfulness. Trespass what? The law. You are a sinner. Though a sinner do evil and 100 times, and his days be prolonged. You okay, people? You here, and you 80 years old, you 60 years old, and you 70 years old. Long as I believe in God, long as I go to church, long as I pay my tithes, long as I worship Jesus, as long as I love Jesus, I'm okay. Long as I believe in Jesus. No, you are a sinner. Because his name is not Jesus, the Son of God. That is the God of the Amalek. That is the God of Amalek. That is the God of Esau. That's his image that he set up in the earth. That's his image. His image is white, just like him, a European. That's Amalek. Esau descendants have made you people into sinners. It don't matter if you sin 100 times the God of Israel said, and your days be prolonged and you still living at 60, 50, 80 years old, 100 years old. Surely I know that. I know your sins. And I know the wickedness and the evil that you people have done. And you will not get away with it. You will not get away with it. You will pay when you leave this earth. Some of us, and y'all are already paying right now with sickness in our body, all kinds of stuff going on wrong with us. You paying here on earth, and when you leave, you're going to pay even more. It shall be well with them that fear God. So guess what, people? Guess what this showed me in Ecclesiastes 8:12, that don't nobody fear God. I'm talking about the God of Israel. I'm talking about the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. Don't nobody fear that God. It will be well with us or you if you feared him. But because we don't fear him, or you don't fear him, it's not well, people. It is not well. Next Bible verse. Deuteronomy 6:10. The greatest commandment. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the higher your God commanded to teach you, that it might do them, that you might do them in a land whether you go to possess it, Israel, that thou mightest fear or higher thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons, and thy sons' sons all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily as the higher God of thy fathers have promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, a higher our God is one, a higher, or one God. Deuteronomy 10:12. You must teach it to your sons, 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 sons. Israel, Hebrews, law. What are you teaching your kids? To love Jesus? To read the New Testament? And that's it? Why you think your children are turning to lesbians and homosexuals, and the jails running over with drugs and alcohol and all kind of stuff going on with your children, because you have not taught your children to fear the God of Israel, to fear and keep his law and his statutes and his judgments. Next precept, Deuteronomy 10:12. No, people, it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better, people. Because guess what? All your gods that you've been praying to, they are all false. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what do a higher thy God require of thee? He don't want your money. He don't want you to be no member of no church. He hate church. He hate religion. He hate all religions, because they were set up by Esau, his enemy, Amalek. And now, Israel, what do a higher thy God require of thee but to fear a higher thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve a higher thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? That's what a higher thy God requires us. To keep the commandments of a higher and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is a higher thy God. The earth also, that is therein, is all his trees, everything that he made good is his. Only a higher delight in thy fathers to love them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. There is no kingdom like the Hebrew kingdom. There is no people like the 12 tribes of Israel in this earth. We are of all people, all the Gentiles, Amalek and all the rest of, we are above all people as it is this day. So who do I fear? Who do I have to be afraid of? Who do I have to obey? Who do I have to bow down to when I know that I am above all people on the face of the earth as it is this day? Back in ancient times and today, right now, who do I have to fear? Nobody but the God of Israel, Ahayah, the great I am in English. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked. For higher your God, I'm reading Deuteronomy 10:16. Circumcise, clean up your evil, wicked, perverted heart, Hebrews and Gentiles, and be no more stiff-necked. For higher your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person nor reward. He's the God of gods and gods of lords. Because he's not no Lord. He's the God of lords. A great God. Next precept. Psalms 111:10. Psalms 111:10. The fear of Ahayah is the beginning of wisdom. a good understanding, have all they that do his commandments. Should I say it again to you people, loud and clear? The fear of a higher. No, you don't fear a higher because you're a member of a church. No, you don't fear a higher because you got saved 20 years ago. That save that you got was set up by Esau. That's not salvation according to the Torah, what you did, the sinner's prayer and all that stuff. Getting baptized in Jesus' name. No, Peter and them been baptized in Jesus' name. They baptized in the real Son of God name. And that's why they killed them. Because they baptized in the real Son of God name. Who is they? Amalek. Killed all the disciples. You want to know who killed them? I tell you. Amalek. Esau's son and daughters. Whoever that is. I ain't calling no names. Amalek. The Romans is Amalek. The fear of a higher is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. When you fear a higher, see, Peter and them, they didn't fear man. They feared a higher. They didn't fear what the Romans was telling them to do, that they had to stop teaching in that name, in the name of Yeshiah, the Son of God, the Mashiach in the Hebrew. They didn't fear what they told them that they couldn't do. They feared a higher. And that's why they had so much wisdom, so much knowledge, and so much understanding, and so much power. Y'all see the difference? Do y'all people see the difference in what the disciples was doing and what you are doing in the earth? That's the difference. You serving the God of Esau, the image that they set up. And Peter, Paul, and James, and all of them, they serve the God of Israel, Ahia. And they believed what his son came and told them to do and what they had to do. They believed the Son of God, Yeshua. They serve the Father. The Son of God don't want nobody to pray to him and worship him and bow down to him. And none of that. Love the Father. Serve the Father. That's what he came to do, serve the Father in the earth. Don't want no man serving him. That is a doctrine of Christianity. That is a doctrine that's been set up by Amalek and Esau's children. Next precept, Psalms 112:1. Psalms 112:1. Praise you, Ahia. Praise ye, Ahia. Blessed is the man that fear Ahia, that delight greatly in his commandments. Praise ye, Ahia. It didn't say nothing about praise Jesus. It didn't say nothing about praise Jesus or Jehovah or none of that. Buddha, praise ye, Ahia. Blessed is the man that fear Ahia. How are you going to show Ahia that you fear him when you keep his commandments and do what he told you to do, Israel? That's how you're going to show him that you fear him. So So the children of Israel never showed a higher that they feared him. Why? Because they never kept his law, and they never kept his commandments, and they never did what he told them to do, even up to this day. And that's why I had to establish the law. So you people will know the God of Israel have a servant in this earth that can speak to you people for him prophetically. Praise you, Ahiah. Fear Ahiah that delight greatly in his commandments. You got to fear. Fear Ahiah. You can't fear the, you know, nobody, man. Don't fear no one. You're afraid because you're losing your job and all that stuff that they're trying to get you people to do. Don't fear. Get your life right. Get your soul right. Get your mind right. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Clean your heart up. Get rid of all them gods and all them names and all that idolatry and all that stuff the Gentiles have set up for you people to do. Fear Ahiah. Delight greatly in his commandments. Delight greatly. That means love his law. Love his covenant more than you love anything in this universe. Love it, people. Love his law. Look what it said, Psalms 11, 1. I'm in overtime, people. Look what it said, 112:2 of Psalms. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The man that feared the God of Israel and delight greatly in his commandments. Greatly. Not no doctrine of man like the GOCC and all of them, IPE and them, Hebrew Israelite, the cults. That's a cult. All them cults. All them are cults. All of them. But you must delight greatly in what the God of Israel told you to do. Covenant. And that man's seed will be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Upright means you are righteous. Means that you keep the covenant. You shall be blessed. And that's why it's only going to be 10% that he's going to pull out of the earth. Only they will be righteous. Only they will delight greatly in a highest commandment. What's wrong with you keeping the commandments? That's the question I want to throw at y'all today. What's wrong with you keeping the commandments of the God of Israel? Let me tell you what's wrong with it. Because the God of Israel teach you against all the stuff that you love, all the stuff that you want to do, all the things that y'all run out and do every day and got to have and all that. The law of the God of Israel teach against that. So that's why you don't want to do it. It's obsolete. It's old. Keep believing that, people. Next precept and see what happened to you. I'm just the mouthpiece of the God of Israel, the messenger. Psalms 145:19. Psalms 145:19. He already dealt with. He already done dealt with a lot of sinners in this earth. All kind of car crashes, all kind of stuff been happening. COVID, plagues, all kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to say it again because he want me to say it again. Now he is coming after you religious, Jesus-loving, Jehovah-loving, Buddha-loving, Allah-loving people. Psalms 145:19. Psalms 145:19. No one will get away from serving and calling on false gods and going against the law and the covenant. No one will get away, not even me. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear the cry. He also will hear their cry and will save them. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The only way that he going to fulfill the desire of them that fear him is to fear him, you must keep the Torah. You must keep the covenant. That's the only way he's going to hear your cry and save you. So guess what? The New World Order is already here, people. It's already here. They just haven't apprehended the way that they going to apprehend. But it's already here. You're going to need the God of Israel to hear your cry. Because it's going to be a whole lot of cry and a whole lot of death and a whole lot of everything going on up in this earth. A whole lot, people. He the only one can save you. He will hear your cry. And he will save them. Save them from what? Esau. The Gentiles. He will save them from the Gentiles. That's who you're going to need saving from, people. Because that's who coming after us. That's who. The same ones that came after Peter, James, and John. No. The same ones that came after the Son of God. The same ones that destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. The same ones that put us on the slave ships and brought us across the Atlantic Ocean. He will save you from them if you fear him. If you fear him, fear can only come inside of your heart and your mind and soul and spirit when you keep the law, when you know the law, when you know what the God of Israel wants you to do and how. That's the only way fear can come in. There's no other way that you can fear the God of Israel. You must know his law. You must know what he wants us to do and how and when. Then he will hear your cry. Then he will fulfill the desires of your heart and save you from them. The New World Order. Precept. Psalms 147:11, people. Excuse me. I don't have no water here. Excuse me, people. Ahiah pleasure in them that fear him. Ahiah take pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. Ahiah people, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, take pleasure in those that fear him. And in those that hope in his mercy. It say to take pleasure. I'm reading Psalms 147:11. Hold on, people. Give me a minute. Psalms 147:11. Ahiah, take pleasure in them that fear him. The word take pleasure in is Hebrew number 7521. To be pleased. To be pleased with. Especially to satisfy a debt. Be accepted. Be acceptable. Accomplish. Set affection. Approve. Consent with delight self. Enjoy. Be have a favorable. Like. Observe. Pardon. Be have. Take pleasure. Reconcile self. Ahiah take pleasure in them that fear him. He become pleased with those people in the earth that fear him. He's satisfied with them. He accept you. He set affection upon you, upon us. He approve of us. He delight in us. He enjoy us. He give us favor. He take pleasures in us. He pardon us. He reconcile us back to himself. He take pleasure in them that fear him. Fear is right here. It says Hebrew number 3372. To fear morally, to revere, to fight a fight. Reverence. He take pleasure. He want you. He want to enjoy you. He have affection for you. He have love for you. He delight in us. He take pleasure in us. He help us. He reconcile us. He give us eternal life when we leave this earth. He take pleasure in us. But you must fear him. You must fear him and stop fearing the government and man. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Proverbs 1, verse 7. It's amazing to me. It is amazing to me, people, that I got people in my family that say they children of God. But not one time, people. Let me show you how people are deceiving their own selves and don't even realize. It's what the Bible say. You deceive your own selves. Not one time have anybody in my family, and I told them I'm teaching a whole 613 laws in the Bible. I'm teaching a whole covenant. Not one time have they listened to what I have said on this divine platform? Not one time that I know of. So guess what, people? Guess what? All the words that come out their mouth is nothing but a lie. Because if you are a child of God, and it's only one God, and his name is Ahayah, he's the God of Israel, the 12 tribes, the Hebrew kingdom. If you say you are a child of God, and you don't want to read, and you don't want to understand, and you don't want to study, and you don't want to know what the God of Israel want you to do and how, then something is very seriously wrong with you. You cannot be a child of God. Let me repeat that. Because when it go down, when the wrath of God hit this earth, like it's going to hit this earth, when it go down, you would know that it was a prophet among you. If you was a child of God, like you say, like you confess and believe, and there's nothing in your life to prove that according to scripture, to back up that you are a child of God. What, because you don't drink? That ain't got nothing to do with being a child of God. The children of Israel drunk all the time. They had to make wine for the God of Israel and give it to him and the priests. What, because you don't go dancing? That ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel, that you a child of God. The children of Israel went to festivals and parties all the time. Together they partied, got in circles and danced and all of that. Had a good time and enjoyed each other. Paying your tithes, the children of Israel paid tithes with produce. That didn't make them a child of God either. They was more wickeder than what you people know. That didn't make them a child of God, because they gave the God of Israel a tenth of everything was they produce. So what is it that you people have? And I need to write this down, because this is a question that I want to throw at people now. What do you people do to make you believe that you are a child of God? Two o'clock. That's what I want you to think about. What is it that you do? You've been a member of the church for 20 years? That ain't going to make you a child of God. You read the Bible every day? That ain't going to make you a child of God. He says, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and stop being stiff-necked and keep my law and keep my judgment. And keep my statutes, that it may go well with you, Israel and Gentile, if that's what you want to believe. So next precept, Proverbs 1 verse 7, the fear of Ahayah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and the instruction. A fool despise wisdom. It's a silly, foolish man, perverse. Despise wisdom and instruction. Instruction is Hebrew number 4:1-4:8. Chastisement, reproof, warning, instruction, restraint, bond, chastisement, correction, discipline, doctrine, rebuke. A fool despises wisdom and instructions. A fool. See, the God of Israel call you people a fool. You are a fool because you don't keep the law. You are a fool because you don't want to do what the God of Israel told you to do. You despise instruction and wisdom. That's why he called you a fool. You hate chastisement. You don't want nobody to correct you. You don't want nobody to warn you or give you instruction. That's what it say in the Hebrew for instruct. You don't want no correction, no instruction, no restraint. Nobody can correct you. Nobody can discipline you. The God of Israel, you won't even let him discipline you. You don't want no doctrine. You don't want to read the law. You want to read the New Testament. But the New Testament cannot instruct you to what the God of Israel want you to do. That's the problem. It cannot give you no instructions. All it talk about is Jesus. Jesus and what the disciples did. Fool, because you won't take instructions. That's what Ahijah said in Proverbs 1:7. A fool hate knowledge and wisdom and instruction. You don't listen, man. You hard-headed, you stiff-necked, you stiff-hearted, you got a lot of pride, you arrogant, puffed up, puffed out. Nobody can rebuke you, huh? You're a fool, man. You're a fool. Woman, anybody believe that they can live in this world without the God that put them here, fearing him and doing what he wants them to do, is a fool. Is a fool. A absolutely big, stupid fool as that. You're an old fool now. You 60 years old, 50, 40, 30, 80. You're an old fool. Despise wisdom and instruction that comes from the God of Israel. That's why you're going to die a fool. You're going to die a fool, man. And guess what? CD, I got some in there. I don't know. And guess what? It's all right here on the floor. When you leave this earth and go to what? Right here. When you leave this earth and go somewhere else, you will understand how foolish you really was. Ecclesiastes 6:12. You have three more after that and I'm finished. Ecclesiastes 6:12. For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life, which he spendeth as a shadow. For who could tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Who can tell you? Who can know? All the days of our life has been vain. Has been vain. All of them. Look at your life. Look at yourself. Look at your children. Look at your husbands. Look at your wife. Look at yourself, people. Don't your life look vain to you? Everything that you did all your life. I know when I look at my life, absolutely was a life of vanity. Was a life of vanity. Even when I was a pastor in a Christian church for 15 years, was a life of vanity. Vain. It was in vain for me to be a pastor. It was in vain. You know why? Because the God of Israel ain't never told no pastors to do nothing. You either a priest and that's it. And you got to be from the Levitical priesthood, which is Levi. You cannot be a Gentile. You got to be a Hebrew. So all the stuff that you pastors and bishops and elders and all y'all people have done, evangelists and apostles and prophets, all that stuff that y'all have done is vain. Vain. Because the God of Israel never told you to do it. You heard a voice, but it wasn't his voice. It was a voice probably that told you to be a pastor. I know when I became a pastor, I asked God, should I be a pastor? Is it okay? He said, you know what? Do whatever you want to do. But I'm not telling you to be no pastor. He told me just like that. I asked. I had a good relationship with him back then. Real good. He said, do whatever you want to do. If that's what you want to do. But I'm not telling you to be no pastor. So again, I did something out of the will of my father. That's not under his law. That's not under the Torah, the covenant. When you look in the Old Testament, all you're going to see is priests and prophets. Priests and prophets. Elders, they only gathered the people together to hear what the priest had to tell them and the prophet. So yes, me being a pastor and all of that, getting up there on Sunday in the pool, all of that was vanity and in vain. That didn't get me nowhere. I said again, didn't get me anywhere. And it ain't getting nobody else nowhere. T.D. Jakes and all of them, what they got, some money? What good is money? A man can gain the whole world and still lose his soul. That money don't mean nothing. What do mean something is that they live in a life of religion, vanity, something that's against the God of Israel. Teaching the people lies and deception just to get money. Vain life. Everybody's life is vain in this earth. Because we've been taught vanity all our lives since we was little children. Our mama never was taught vanity. Everything that we know and everything that we have learned and everything that we understand is all vanity. It don't make sense. It's stupid. Stupid. For you to go and work 6-7 days a week and get your paycheck and go stick it in a bank, that's vanity and stupid. Or go to a market and buy some groceries when you can have your own food. Stupid, vain, paying bills for a house, a mortgage for $1 million when you can build your own house from the ground with $1 million or half of $1 million or even $100,000. You can build your own house. Stupid and vain. Stupid for you to take your little check and go pay a mortgage when you could when you could build a house from the ground. Next precept, people. Vain, stupid, no sense. Job 28:28. I'm getting ready to leave. They about to cut me off. Job 28:28. Rich people, poor people stupid. Middle class people stupid. Everybody stupid. Everybody. They set the system up, Amalek and all of Esau's children, they set the system up so they could get wealth. Wealth. You think they going to buy some house that somebody else lived in? Only stupid people do that. Only crazy people do that. They'll buy land and build a house from the ground. Ain't finna spend no millions of dollars on no house that somebody else already lived in and all of that and all. For what? Well, you can build one from the ground. Stupidity, vanity, life of vainness. Job 28:28. Oh, yeah, people. Oh, yes. And unto man, he said, behold, the fear of a higher is, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Look what Job said. Job went through some stuff, didn't he? Job was one of the wealthiest men in the East. And he went through some stuff. He went through some stuff. The fear of a higher, that is wisdom. His law is wisdom. You know what my mama told me today? Oh, your grandson, he's smart. That's, you know, he in college. He in college. Is that what make him smart? Because he in college? Oh, my God. He gonna end up just like everybody else. Get out of college. They don't put all that stuff in his head about when you get out of college, open your bank account, save some money in the bank, get you a good job, buy your house, buy your car, and go eat at the best restaurants and wear the best Gentile clothes that money can buy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My grandson, he, everybody, people, everybody. From one generation to the next. They got a lot of outbreaks in schools with COVID. So many kids in the hospital in Detroit, all over everywhere with COVID, sick. Now they want to vaccinate the children. I think it says 6 months or something to 11 years old. I don't, something. Oh, my God, people. Vanity. Vanity. You got to serve the Gentiles, don't you? You got to do what the Gentiles want. You got to do what they tell you to do. You got to. Because you love them so much. You love them, don't you? You got to depart from evil. Depart from evil, Job say. Depart from evil. Depart from evil. Don't be wicked. Don't go against the God of Israel for nothing and nobody. For all the religions that they have set up in the earth. Love the poor now. Love the poor. Love the poor. Watch Goody real good because he got flea back. Love the poor. Take care of the widows and the orphans. Yeah. Yeah. Love the God of Israel. Love him. Love the Hebrew nation, your brothers and sisters. Depart from evil. Leave all these churches and all these religions. That's evil. Anything that teach you against the God of Israel is evil. Anything that teach you against his law is evil. And that's exactly what the Christian church do. And the Jehovah Witness Church and the Muslim church and all the rest of the church, they teach against the covenant. It's evil. Revelation 19:5. One more after that. Revelation 19:5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants. And saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. See, you notice right here in Revelation 19 that this is the remnant that made it out of the New World Order, the 7-year tribulation, great tribulation. This is the remnant. This is the remnant. This is the remnant. Both small and great, they feared Ahiah. They feared him. They didn't fear nothing and no one else. They knew they had to do whatever it took for them to stand in his presence and be with him in eternity. You got to read the law. You got to read the covenant to understand what is fear. What is fear? What is it that you need to do to show the God of Israel that you fear him? You can't just confess that you his child. You're a Christian and you go to church and pay your tithes. That ain't got nothing to do with fearing him. Nothing at all. You've been a member and all of that. Come on, remnant. Remnant, please listen to me. Wake up. Wake up and walk away. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. I would love this to be on TV, nationwide TV, so the whole world can hear it. I don't know how the God of Israel gonna get it in the ears of the remnant. He have his way. He have his angels. He'll tell them what to do. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 verse. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the conclusion, people. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Everything that you see going on in the earth right now, with COVID and all the rest of this stuff going on, the conclusion of this whole matter in this earth, this is the conclusion. This is the end. The word conclusion means, let me look that up. Conclusion, the end or finish of an event or process. We are at the conclusion of this world. We are at the end of this world. We are at the finish line. How are you going to finish? How are you going to finish? Are you going to finish fearing the God of Israel? Are you going to finish fearing man, the Gentiles, the people that set up the laws of this land and everything else that you have in this land and earth? What is your conclusion? What is your end? What is your finish? The event and process of time is finished. We are at a conclusion right now. The end is here. I don't care what the Gentiles do to tell you that the economy is good and everything is good and it's going to open up and it's going to happen. I don't care what the enemies of the God of Israel tell you. The God of Israel say the conclusion of the whole matter. Mankind, the existence of mankind, the existence of this world is at the conclusion now. You can forget about it, people. Forget about it. Forget about this world. Forget about what this world has to offer you. Think about eternity. Think about eternity. Think about where you're going to spend eternity when you leave here. Forget about your mall. Forget about your grocery stores. Forget about your jobs and your work. Forget about all of that stuff. Forget about your education, educate your school, your city. What are your kids going to do with the education that you're going to send them to get? We are at the end. We are at the conclusion, the end of the world as we know it. It's finished. Conclusion means finish. 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 The Gentiles think they got it all figured out. They don't have it figured out. They are foolish, mere men that don't have no wisdom. Foolish. You can't figure out the God of Israel and what he want to do in his earth and in his world and with his people. They want you people to think and believe the answers. And they got the solution. And they don't. And the solution that they are pushing right now is the vaccination. That's the solution they pushing, the vaccination. Vaccine. That's their solution. But that's not the God of Israel solution. His solution is to fear the God of Israel and keep his law and his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that it may go well with you and your children. That's his solution. Now, you could choose whichever solution and way you want to go. That's up to you. Do whatever you want. But know this, people. Let me see if I'm still going. Yeah. Know this, people. Know this and understand this, that your decision that you make today, today, this time, this hour, will affect your whole eternity, you and your children. Know that today. All your gods are false. All your gods are fake. All your gods are images that were set up by your oppressors, the Gentiles. All your religions, Hebrew, Israelite, and all the rest of it. It's finished, people. We at the conclusion now. It's a end. Ending, finish, close, closure, termination. Termination. This world will be terminated. by the God of Israel with fire. With fire. That's what the Bible says. He's going to burn it up with fire. Judgment, conclusion, judgment. It says a judgment or decision reached by reasoning. So Solomon say the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. All your life, people, that's been your duty. That's been our duty, is to keep his commandments and nothing else. And nothing else. This is the whole duty of man. Excuse me. My allergies up. He didn't tell you to go to work. He didn't tell you to do none of that stuff. The whole duty of man is for man to keep his commandments. The 613 laws that I have established on this divine platform. Audio 33. Last audio. For God shall bring every work and to judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good, whether it be evil. God, Ahiah, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or the God of our fathers, Hebrews. He will bring every work to judgment. Whatever we have done in this earth, whether it was in secret or whether it was good or whether it was bad, you will be judged for it in this earth when judgment comes. Right now, people are in hell right now. Oh, hell is over. Oh, my God. It's expanding every day. Every day. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Why? Because it's got to make room for all these sinners and all these ungodly people that have spoke ungodly things against the God of Israel. Your law done away. His law is no good. Israel is dead. All these are ungodly speeches that ungodly people have made against the God of Israel and his people. Here go one more, Dolphy. Hold the word out. Oh, my God. You want me to hold him till you get... No, he got something on his head. I'm going to hold him while you make a little water for him. He don't need much. Just a little bit. He got something on his head. He need a bath, please. Did you get Maya? Okay. Go ahead and make a little bit of water. Excuse me, people. So every work will come into judgment. Right now, like I say, hell is expanding itself. That's why you got so many people dying every day, so much death and destruction in the earth. Because hell is expanding itself, and it's making room for people. It's making room, so that's why so much death now. That's why so much death in the earth, because a lot of people are going there every day. Lots, people, lots. It have made room. The God of Israel have made room for all the sinners, evil, wicked people that don't fear him and don't care about him and speak all kind of harsh and evil things against his law and against him and against his people. It doesn't matter whatever you did in secret, whether good or whether evil. The whole duty of man, people. The conclusion of the end of this world is to keep the God of Israel commandments. That's your job. That's your work. That's your duty. That's what the God of Israel put you in this world to do. Not work for no Gentiles, not work for nobody, but him and your own selves. That people, I did my work. I did my job. and I did what I supposed to do. Now it's up to you people. It's up to you people. God of Israel, 613 laws established, incomplete, final for soul. Audio number 33. The truth of law must be established on earth. We must present truth in the last days. The law is what you need and got to have. We will speak to you prophetic in prophecy. The God of Israel is the true one and only God. 613 laws is his way. Without his law, you will not make it into the new kingdom. And I talk to you people later. Be blessed, remnant. Walk away while you can.